Obviously, you play Denver, and the first thing you think about is Peyton Manning. What's he look like on tape? What's he look like from a defensive
perspective? Peyton Manning, he's one of the great quarterbacks. You know, you can't, you got to say it like it is. He's a great quarterback. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, and he has his team rolling. The biggest thing for us to do is go out there and just play our style of ball. Like I always say, go out there and get to him and make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket. Stop the run. That's first and foremost, and go out there and just execute our calls. The biggest thing is going to be able to get to him. He is a great quarterback, and we know that. And you know he has great weapons out there, wide receivers and different and running backs and stuff like that. So the biggest thing for us to do is go out there and just play our style of football, and that's stopping the run. And when we get the chance to rush the passer, go out there and get some hits on Peyton Manning.
We see these long cadence and all that he does. What does he do? Is he the ultimate in a chess match?
Yeah, he is. He probably has three or four play calls before when he walks up to the ball. He's just a master when it comes to getting teams to jump off sides, to get you out of balance, to get you out of gaps, and you know he's just a master when it comes to that stuff. So our biggest thing is being detail oriented, all the small details, and going out to execute our details the whole time, and you know for four quarters, because he's a great one. So he's gonna bring it for four quarters, and we got to bring it to him for four quarters, and that's 60 minutes, and get the job done.
You talked about obviously stopping the run. What was the mindset or what was the mentality when you gave up all those yards to San Francisco and you turned it around so quickly?
Are we still on San Francisco? Yeah. We are so moved on from San Francisco. You are still stuck in the past,
well,
yo.
Because you guys have had an awesome run defense the last couple games. I mean, just talk about then some of the keys as to why.
The keys is playing the guy in front of you. Mm-hmm. I line up on the left tackle, I key the shoulder. Sharif lined up on the guard, he keys his shoulder. Naval lines up on the center, he keys his shoulder. B-Rob lines up on his right tackle, he keys his shoulder, and that's how you stop the run. You key the shoulder, get off the block, you read where the ball go, and you make a tackle, and that's how you stop the run.
In terms of, I mean, they have the next to last running attack in the league. I'm sure you can't give them confidence.
It doesn't matter if they got the worst to the last or they got the first or whatever. You got to go out there with the mindset of they got the best number one offense out there, and you got to stop the run to be able to get to the passer.
Everson, do you ever have communication between position groups that says, hey, we need a big week out of you this week to help us out a little bit?
You know, it's always a team win. There's no position group. We need every position group to step up each and every week to go out there and get the W. We need Teddy, we need Adrian, we need the wide receivers, we need the whole 63-man roster to go out there and beat this team. You know, it starts with practice, and you know the practice squad, they help us, you know, during practice, helping us preparing and getting us ready for the game. So we need everybody to get prepared for this game and get ready.
Yeah, I started with the altitude in Denver. Issue?
No, it's not an issue. You know, you just got to be smart. When you get tired, you just got to sub yourself out. You know, you just got to be smart. You know, you just can't get to the point of exhaustion, of fatigue. You know, you just got to make sure when you get tired, you know, you get a sub in there, and then when you get your win back, you just go back in. You know, just smart playing, being smart players, being just being smart players.
Being responsible.